So that's my real concern, is that we may see transportation policy get totally warped by climate change politics. If we don't really invest in the right places in the right way, with these congestion relief projects in our urban areas and with the goods movement projects on the long-distance interstates, we get poorer as a country than we otherwise would be. I mean, transportation really is the lifeblood of the economy. 80 to 85% of all the goods that we use in this country, by value, go most of their way by truck. Number one problem is urban traffic congestion. I mean, the cities, every single year, our major 10 or 20 top urban areas get more and more congested. And we spend more and more every year, but we're spending it on the wrong things and in the wrong places. So that's problem number one, is massive traffic congestion costs, in direct cost alone in terms of wasted time and fuel, about $65 billion a year. And the real total cost is about double that when you look at how it dampens the productivity of the economy by making it hard for both people to get to jobs and for goods to get efficiently and on time to just-in-time delivery systems, stuff like that. The other is that the interstate highway system, which was a huge productivity gain for the economy when it was built starting in the 50s and on through the 60s and 70s, is starting to wear out. I mean, concrete pavement life is, you know, only typically 30 or 40 years before it needs complete rebuilding, and also a lot of it doesn't have enough lanes. It's now much more costly to rebuild it in today's dollars than it was to build it originally, and the gas tax simply hasn't kept pace. The gas tax is a tax on the number of gallons consumed. And so as we've doubled fuel economy over the last 25 years, we go a lot further on a gallon of gas, and this is going to get much worse in the future as we start having more hybrids and electric cars and this kind of stuff. So the funding, the revenue in real terms is going down, while the need for rebuilding and modernizing infrastructure is going up. So the system is just out of whack. The private sector's role, I think, is really crucial, because in contrast to the political process that decides where to spend money based on all kinds of political horse trading and making sure that every member of Congress gets to announce projects and cut ribbons, the private sector looks at these and says, where do we get a return on investment? So it's a totally different mindset and a totally different evaluation process. The private sector looks at where are the critical needs that people would pay to get better mobility. And urban traffic congestion is job number one on that score. I mean, if people are wasting directly $65 billion a year, that suggests some willingness to pay. Some portion of those people would be willing to pay to get relief, to have congestion-free lanes that would charge a price, a variable price, to keep them free-flowing. It's very, very well known that most people will only commute a certain number of minutes each way per day. You always have a distribution. You have outliers who are willing to commute an hour and a half. That's the long tail of the distribution. The vast majority of people, it tends to be between 20 and 30 minutes each way. So, okay, you think you locate a house, your residence, in a place. How far can you go, a radius of 30 minutes around that location is where you're willing to accept a job. Well, the reason we have urban areas is something called agglomeration economies, that you have a lot of people in close proximity. You can make better deals, value-adding deals. So if a company can recruit, it wants to be in an urban area because it has a bigger base to recruit from. But the circle, the radius around each company from which it can recruit, shrinks over time. The worse congestion gets, the shorter the distance that people can go. Obama has a lot of people around him who are very concerned about global warming and greenhouse gases, and there's a real danger that transportation policy is going to get significantly warped by an overriding focus on whatever we do, it has to be stuff that dramatically reduces greenhouse gases, whether it makes good sense or not, whether the cost per ton of CO2 reduced gets to astronomical levels, it looks good, it feels good, like trying to massively shift people from driving to riding light rail in places where it just doesn't make any sense. But you could spend a fortune on doing those things and have hardly any improvement either in greenhouse gases or in reduced congestion. But you could, you know, you could fritter away hundreds of billions of dollars on projects like that that just don't make sense, and leave go the critical needs to invest in the enhancements to the highway system that would serve the vast majority of people in almost all of our metro areas that are now driving and will continue to drive, because even with congestion, it's still the most flexible thing for the kind of trips that they actually have to make in the life as we really live it. So that's my real concern.